Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and time for our monthly update from Live Healthy Montgomery County. We have Lindsay Caldwell and Sarah Vargas in studio with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you along here. And I know we had a busy summer. You guys had a lot of events, and you got plenty of things coming up as we head on into September. Yes. So where'd you like to start?
Well, speaking of things that we've done, recently we did a Narcan training in Caney at their community center with the help of the Agape Network there and lots of other people. So that went really well, and we're open to doing more of those. So if anybody's interested, please reach out to me. I'll give my email here in a little bit. But next up, we have our opioid awareness town hall on September 15th. This one is in Cherryvale at the Community Center, 712 South Liberty Street. That's, like I said, Tuesday, September 15th, 6 to 8. We're going to have a keynote speaker, panel discussion, resource tables, and, of course, refreshments. And James is going to be our moderator.
Yeah,
so we're excited.
I encourage folks to, if you haven't heard, been to one of these before, they're really worthwhile. Very, very powerful message and
yes.
Everything, and a really important community discussion, too.
Yeah, very informative. And, yeah, and we just want to reduce that stigma of, you know, the things that can help people that are dealing with opioid abuse.
And it's just good if, you know, you have anyone with kids, grandkids, you know.
Yes.
It's just one of those things that kind of flies, can fly under the radar at times.
Yes. And we've actually seen an uptake in some overdoses of children recently in our area. So we really noticed that it's time to reach out, speak to the kids, and, you know, make sure people understand to dispose of their meds, and just inform their kids about what's going on. I mean, there's, you know, pills that kids can give you that are not what they say they are, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's scary, and we want to raise awareness for that. So, and then we also wanted to talk about our new drug disposal program. It's called Dispose RX, and we used to use Deterra. It has a packet that you can dispose of your meds in. These are just a little packet, and you put it in your pill bottle and mix it up with water, and you dispose of your pills that way. So we have those available all over the county at the libraries, food pantries, and you can always reach out to me. My email is lindsay@mgcolivehealthy.org, and I can get you any resources you need.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I brought Sarah with me today. She's our assistant grant coordinator, and she's going to give us an update on all the pathway stuff.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. So I have a few updates for you guys on pathways. First off, we have our farm to school package. So USD 445 received $25,000 to update the greenhouse that they have located next to the hydroponic container. So in the hydroponic container, they're currently growing, you know, fresh herbs, lettuce, and they're able to feed almost the entire district with that. So with the addition of the greenhouse, they're hoping to grow more fresh fruits and vegetables and have access to that, you know, right next to the school. So that's pretty exciting. Casey Warden has been leading that project, and she's been doing a really, really good job of kind of manning that over there. So props to her. We also have the healthcare package, which is in collaboration with CRMC. We have collaborated with them to help implement the CHNA, which is the Community Health Needs Assessment. The Community Health Needs Assessment is an assessment that is going to determine a population of focus within the county. And so currently our population of focus is low-income African-American and Hispanic women. So once we receive the data back from the Community Health Needs Assessment, we will be implementing a plan alongside the hospital to address the needs of that population of focus in that community. So we have been working with Charlene Paolini, nursing director at CRMC, and she has been very lovely as well. So we're excited to continue that work forward in the next following years. Our other pathway is community gardens. For community gardens, we partnered with the Caney Valley Agape Network. Dorothy Schaefer has been leading the project there. Their goal was to build a ADA accessible garden outside of the pantry to have access to healthier foods. So we collaborated with them, and Blue Cross Blue Shield granted them $25,000 to build an accessible garden outside of the pantry. They had an Eagle Scout named Cooper James that helped. He built all of the, I guess you could say, planters. He built the planters out there. They look really, really good. Nice. If you ever drive by out there, that you should take a look. They look awesome. And they've been already harvesting blueberries and fresh fruits and vegetables, so we're excited to see how that's going to continue to grow over the next following years as well. And our last package for now is placemaking. So we collaborated with the City of Coffeyville and Coffeyville Reawakening to update the Union Pacific Park here in Coffeyville. So we are adding seating there. We're going to add some green space, lighting. We're hoping to have, I believe, the sod laid down sometime in September, and hopefully have a like kickoff party, have food out there, have people come, enjoy the space. So we're really excited to see that happening. And Blue Cross Blue Shield granted them $50,000 in collaboration with Coffeyville Reawakening and the City of Coffeyville to kind of get that started. And they're making really good progress. Yeah, it's happening really fast. Yeah. So I'm excited to see how that's going to look like in the fall.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I give that grass a chance once it cools down, and maybe we get some rain.
Absolutely.
That'll be good. And then, of course, remind us, for maybe folks who are unfamiliar with the Pathways program, can you tell us just a little bit about that in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pathways is with Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas. Their mission or goal is to create healthier lifestyles within the community. So we focus on tobacco prevention, healthy eating, and active lifestyles. So they pick, I believe, maybe 25 or 30 counties in Kansas, and they grant them the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant, and then they implement that within the county, trying to see, where is the need, where can we create healthier policies, and kind of update that so that we can continue that work. So it's really, really exciting work. It's all throughout the state of Kansas. So we are going to be applying for the next cycle. So this cycle will be ending towards the end of this year, but we will be applying for another cycle for an additional 2 years. So we're hoping that we will get that granted, and we'll be able to continue more of the same work.
Well, it's definitely been noticed, and hope that it can all continue.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're grateful to the Blue Cross Blue Shield. I mean, the grants that they've given out of all the counties, I mean, we went to the conference, and people are doing a lot of really amazing work all over Kansas. Yes. So thank you to Blue Cross Blue Shield for that.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. Well, we're talking with ladies from Live Healthy at Montgomery County here, and any other updates to remind us about here as we wrap things up today?
Make sure to come to our Opioid Awareness Town Hall, and if you're needing any resources, please reach out to us. Again, my email is lindsay@mgcolivehealthy.org.
And remind us one more time the date and time for that town hall.
That is September 15th from 6 to 8 at the Cherryvale Community Center.
Okay, all are welcome. No pre-registration or anything required. Nope. Just come and enjoy a good and informative evening.
Yes.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it. Lindsay Caldwell, Sarah Vargas joining us today. Ladies, have a great rest of your day. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is our update from Live Healthy Montgomery County. We have that each and every month here at this time. On the way, we'll be getting into Open Line here in just a few minutes. Your call is straight ahead, and then we'll have an update on all things independence at 10:10.